This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand here tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just a thank you and a praise to you for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this night in Jesus' name. We ask you, precious Father, that before we go any further, we want to recognize you in everything we say and do. We realize in our own self, our own abilities that we can go on and so far. But with your help, as we look onto the hills from which cometh our help cometh from you. Our dependency is on you. As we come to you in faith tonight, in the name of Jesus, according to Hebrews 11 and 1, it says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also, Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please God, that them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we are seeking you tonight in spirit and in truth. Not as I decrease, let the spirit of the Lord in me increase. Use me, Father God, for thy glory, thy mercy, and thy love here tonight. Look deep down in my heart, deep down within my soul. If there's any sin that so easily beset us, we just shake it off. Pray, hallelujah, Lord, and thank you for putting the seal of forgiveness cast as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus, prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Thank you for 30, 60, 100-fold blessing to come forth within their lives. Thank you for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all, the souls to be saved, that the kingdom of God may grow. From this night forward, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Romans, book of Romans, chapter 2, and we'll start with verse 11 through 16. Romans 2, verse 11 through 16. Word of God reads, for there is no respect of person with God. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these have not the law, areas law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness in their thoughts, the means while accusing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. This is the word of God. For the people of God, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God is a good God. He woke us up this morning. It wasn't an alarm clock, but it was the hand of God that had been extended upon each and every one that's still here, on top of the ground not on top of them. So we just want to take the time to say thank you, precious Father, for your hand being upon us. Thank you for the bread of life that you have given us, for the blood that flows in our veins. Thank you, precious Father, because without you, we can't do nothing. We realize and we depended on you tonight. Lead, God, direct, and ordain our footsteps. We serve a mighty God, a God that sits high but look low, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we just want to give him his praise, his glory, his honor, which is likely to do his name here tonight. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about God does not change his standard for anyone. God does not change his standard, God's standard, for nobody, for anyone, including in 2023. You see, God is a just God. God is a God, when he rains, when he causes rain to fall, it falls on the just as well as the unjust. God is the ultimate judge in all things. Sometimes we as little finite mind type of individuals, we start pointing fingers at people, not realizing that the Bible says we have to love one another. Hallelujah. Our job is not to judge nobody, because the truth be told, we always judge in the beginning. Because the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned. Thank God for those that are not sinners no more. They have come into the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we are decree as saints. But I still gonna give you something, and if you listen to it, it's gonna help you. I stop by to let you know, as long as we are in this skin, we are subject to sin. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, no matter how you try to fix it, no matter how you try to change it, Bible says God don't change his standard for no one. I am reminded in the book of Malachi 3, verse 6. The eighth clause of the verse says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." That's Old Testament. We can go to the New Testament in the book of Hebrew 13, verse 8, where it says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. In Hebrew 13, verse 5, it says that God, hallelujah, he'll be with us. He won't change. He's the same. Oh, yes, he is. People change. Culture change. Fast. The latest style change. Changes take place on a daily basis. But one thing about the God of creation, the God of the universe, he's a never-changing God. And we live in an ever-changing society in 2023. So God do not change his holy standard, his godly standard for anyone. Yes, here, when we look at Romans 2, verse 11, the Apostle Paul established a point in this particular verse, where it says, "For there is no respect of person with God." God don't show any partiality. No, that's why he's just. God says what he means, and he means what he says. So, beloved, always remember, for there is no partiality with God. You see, God will judge everyone with perfect justice. God will impartially judge everyone for sinning against the light that we're given. See, God will render, give to each person according to his or her deeds. Yes, what you sow, you shall reap. No way to get around it. The only thing that we can do is repent, come before him, let him know how sorry we are for the sins that we have committed. But there's still consequences to pay. Hallelujah. There's still things that we got to walk through. We got to understand that we are in a process. Sure, we're in this world, but we're not of it. But while we're here, we have dual citizenship here in the world as well. And our citizenship is in heaven. As a child of God, as a follower of his, we are partakers. Hallelujah. We are partakers with Jesus Christ to the benefit, the promises that God have already in store for those that love him. See, the word says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and that's called according to his purpose. Even though when we fall short, even though when we miss the mark, even though when we feel like throwing in the towel, God still give us his word, our Christian manual, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. He helped grant us with his grace, his mercy, his love on a daily basis. Show my brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes we think just because we're underneath grace that we are in a new covenant with God. It gives us a license to sin. Well, I stop by to let you know that's a no-no. I stop by to let you know grace is God's unmerited favor that was granted on you and I as believers in Christ. But it still don't give us the right to sin. It gives us the right to, hallelujah, to try to stay out of sin. Because you see, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wages. And the wages of sin is death. Yes, again tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ, on this Friday night, first Friday in the month of August, 2023, we are reminded that God will not change his standard for no one because he's no respecter person. God don't have no competition. He's all God, all by himself. Yes, when we look at the word of God here, when the Apostle Paul was talking to the Romans, and he was giving them encouragement, he was giving them the, hallelujah, instruction on how to stay in the things of God, to stay on the right path, to remain with God. Sometimes when things, even now in 2023, when we are believing God for things to work out in our lives, we must do what the word said in the book of Isaiah 40 and 31, where it says, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, again, God will render. He will give to each person according to his or her deed that was done on planet Earth. You see, after hearing the law, it is not good enough. You must be a doer of God's law also. As the word of God says in the book of Psalms 8, division 4 and 5, it says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou pay attention to him? For thou hast made him a little lower than angels, and have crowned him with glory and honor. Yes, people of God, everyone is created by God. And God does not make junk. We are precious in his eyesight. There are no worthless people when it comes to God. Sure, there are people in 2023 who do worthless things, even the most unlovable person is still loved by God. God don't make no junk. We are precious in his eyesight. Even still being in our sinful ways, still being our disobedient, God still loves us. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, child of God, when it comes to a person, honor and respect, it doesn't mean that you should embrace or you should endorse what they do or even what they believe. But you must respect the person as a creation of God, whether saved or unsaved, whether a sinner or a saint. Remember, God is not finished with any of us. We're all a work in progress. So let us not forget from where we came from. Let us always remember that we're all made of the same stuff. We're all wrapped up in flesh. Yes, I stopped by to let you know that God don't change his standard for anyone. I don't care what nationality you are. I don't care how society may put you in a different class, a group of individuals. In God's eyes, there's no big eyes and little U's. God sees us all across the board. Sure, he don't want us to remain in sin. He wants us to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's so that we can repent and get right with him. All we can do, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is love him in the Lord and pray for him on a continuous basis. Because we have to remember someone prayed us in. Someone seen some good when nobody else, when everybody else gave up on us. Everyone has the same chance to get it right, to get right with God in 2023. Remember that Jesus died for everyone. We may not think much somebody, but God does. Matter of fact, God said they are worth dying for. You see, the cross shows how much people matter to God. Jesus died for all, even for people who does not believe in him. He died for people who rejected him, and also for those who chose to disobey him. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, his love, the agape love of God, caused Jesus to come from heaven in the form of man, born in a manger by a virgin by the name of Mary. Jesus took upon himself the form of man. He died, took our sins upon his shoulders, nearly to old rugged cross, where they drove spikes in the palm of his hand, the ankles of his feet. Here's that same Jesus that pierced him in the side, and water and blood came trembling down. That same Jesus that placed a crown of thorns on his head. That same Jesus, before he gave up the ghost into the Father's hand, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That same Jesus, when the blood was shed on Calvary, when the blood and water hit the ground, lightning started flashing, thunder started roaring, that same Jesus walked about for 40 days, and he went witnessing, went and met the apostle, his followers of Christ. Hallelujah. Gave him the instruction before he ascended on high on what to do and what not to do. That same Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for all of us. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm reminded about Romans 5, verse 8. It says, but God demonstrated his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, we're also reminded in the book of John 3, verse 17. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So beloved, always be mindful of this, that the Bible says that God is love. And if you, as a follower of Christ, know God, then you're going to fill your life with God's love. You see, the agape love of God that's being shed abroad in your life, in your heart, will always treat people with respect. Yes, if you are a believer in Christ, In other words, a Christian. Treat other people the way Jesus did. Treat them with value and with dignity. In the book of 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5, it said, love does not behave itself rudely. Love do not seek it not her own. It is not easily provoked. It thinks no evil. This verse of scriptures says that love, talking about the love of God, is not rude and selfish, talking about God's love. A love that passes all our understanding. A love, the love of God should be what we pray on a daily basis so that we can be more like Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are reminded of the law of the harvest, which is found in Galatians 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember, whatever goes around, it will come back around. Yes, whatever you give out, guess what? You are going to get it back. Because God is no respecter of person. He shows no partiality. God does not change his standard for no one, for nobody. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are living in a world that is filled with rudeness and disrespect. So be very careful how you conduct yourself in 2023. Child of God, when you speak, be very tactful and not just truthful. Let me say it again. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when you speak, be tactful and not just truthful. The Bible says here in the book of Proverbs 15, division 4, it says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. You see, the way you show respect to people is what the way you show respect to people is with your words. You see, a wholesome carriage with it, the idea of being healed. So we need to give attention to how we speak. Speak the truth of God. People of God, the way we say something will go a long way in determining how well it is going to be received. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening. People of God, the way we say something will go a long way in determining how well it is going to be received. Yes, people of God, with tactfulness, oftentimes it has a whole lot. Oftentimes we'll have a whole lot less to retract. If you want to be respected, you must earn it and you must show it. Treat people the way that you would like to be treated in 2023. Again, tonight we're talking about God does not change for anyone. He's no respecter of person. He's a God that neither slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so,
tells me so.
God is good and worthy to be praised. Indeed, he loves us. Amen. With hallelujah. Jesus do love us. Amen. He loves us regardless of where we are and what we are doing. He died for our sin. But he gives us, God gives us an opportunity because of Jesus, because of what he did for all mankind. Came that ultimate sacrifice for all people, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, died, hallelujah, rose up from the dead, ascended on high, sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, believing the best for us in 2023. That's the type of Lord and Savior that we serve. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. Again, tonight we're talking about God. Does God change his standard for anyone? He's no respecter of person. We are thankful and grateful that when we get a little weak, when we get to the point where we feel like, because our feelings may get in the way, instead of faith, we let feelings get, we get caught up in our feelings. And feelings will lead you astray. But when you are determined in faith on what the word says, knowing that the word has stood the test of time, knowing that heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will abide forever and ever. The God that we serve is awesome, y'all. The God that we serve sits high and look low, neither slumber nor sleep. Always remember in 2023, God is always looking, and his angels are always looking. So he won't change for nobody. He's a God that is just, and he has the right to judge us according to his standard. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters in Christ, one of the greatest tests as a believer of Christ is our character. Our character is what shows on how we treat people when they serve us. For instance, for example, we can use when we go to a restaurant, the way the waitress and the waiters treat us. We should be a little bit more patient. I know God is with me in that area. I don't know about you. But we have to look beyond people's faults and realize the need in their life. We go to the stores and we must extend grace and mercy upon the clerks, the employees, our families, our friends, as well as our enemies. Yes, beloved, it takes great character and great maturity on our part to be understanding and not demanding of people. God knows where we stand. Sometimes we think that we all let in a bag of chips. And we realize that in the areas that we thought that we were so strong in, something may creep in and we'll find out about how weak we are. But when we put our hands in the master's hand, when we ask God to come in, repent of our sin, and we understand that as we grow in Christ, our dependency is on him, the author and finisher of our faith. He is our way maker. He is the one that's keeping us. When we look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 29, while reminded of the word Paul told the Ephesians in this particular scripture, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Yes, believers in Christ, God expects us, as followers of Christ, to react in every situation. And to every individual in a manner that is biblical. Yes, believer in Christ, there is no excuse that we can find that will cause us to be rude. And to be disrespectful to people, to have a disrespectful behavior in our lives as a believer of Christ. You see, you have a responsibility as a child of God to represent Jesus in this world. We are called to be ambassadors for Christ. We're in this world, but we're not of it. But while we're here, let us represent the Lord well. Let us represent biblical instruction before leaving earth. Let us do our best to stand firm on what we believe in. You see, one of the most important values that we must build our lives on is the value of showing respect to people the way that you would want them to treat you. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God evaluates our conduct. He evaluates our conduct without partiality. You see, God says that the greatest and the smallest will stand before him on the day of judgment. They will be without any, there will be no exception. That's why it's so important now for us to understand and to note that this judgment is for non-Christian as well only. That's why we've got to keep praying. But we, as born-again believers, we must stay in the faith and walk in obedience and allow the Holy Spirit to do his work in us and through us. You see the evaluation of a person that is unsaved, that is still out in the world, the evaluation of their works is designed to demonstrate that they deserve hell or the lake of fire. But thank God for mercy, grace, and his love. Show us as a person that is not in right standing with God, you may still be out there living a life that's not pleasing in God's eyesight. You may be tore up from the floor, but I stop by tonight to let you know that God still loves you. He hates the sin, but he loves the sinner because he's no respecter person. Here in Christians will also be judged, according to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 13. Excuse me. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. It says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his or her body according to that he has done or she has done, whether it be good or bad, God will be the ultimate judge. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, again, God is no respecter of person. That means that God do not ignore or change his standard for no one. You see, God knows our thoughts, and he also knows our heart. And God always has and will have a standard that every person must satisfy in order to go to heaven. So we cannot deceive God. Yes, when we look at the book of Luke 15, verse 15, it warns us that God knows our hearts and God have a different standard for our behavior than what we do. When we look at the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 13, the latter part of the verse says that we are told that God will judge our every deed. Yes, beloved, again, God knows our thoughts. He knows our heart. And because of this, he can and he will judge our motives, our words, and our deeds. No one can hide from Almighty God. You can run, but you can't hide. Wherever you are, he'll find you. The Holy Spirit of God, he is awesome. You see, God considers us as sinners, as Christians, as a very special group of people because we have believed in Jesus Christ and we have been predestined or chosen to become Christians, believers of Christ. You see, this was an act of love. The agape love of God. It was made by him. See, God also has adopted us as followers of Christ to become family members of his family. So therefore, there is no partiality with him. God sees us as we are. He sees us as a finished product. But we still have to go through the process of being able to be in his presence. We thank him for drafting us in the beloved family of God. We thank him because of him and his family. We are part of it. So people of God, people will never find real peace if they do not follow God's command truthfully. See, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So God cannot be bribed or bought by anyone. We serve an awesome God, a good God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, every human being have the moral law of God. Stamped on in their heart. See, God is so committed to this dimension of his justice that he secured it by creating every human soul with the imprint of his moral language and with the capability to know his glory revealed in nature. Yes, beloved, every human soul, as it comes to Christ, into the consciousness of knowing what's right and wrong, it knows that it is created by God, and the dependency is on God, and we should honor and thank him. So beloved, life is not like a cafeteria of ego options from which you can choose. No, life is passing us up. That's why each and every day of our lives, as we can get around, do it. Because we never know the hour, the time when he'll come back for his church to take him home. So remember that God is no respecter of person, and he shows no partiality. The Bible says here in the book of Romans, verse 23, again, we're reminded, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You see, God does not show favoritism. And there is no favoritism with him. Colossians 3, verse 25 says, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. God desired that all people be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Again, we're reminded in the scripture in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 15 and 17. In John, the third chapter, verse 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Yes, Jesus was given as a sacrifice for all the world to see. Jesus tasted death for everyone. But by the grace of God, God have appeared and offered salvation in all people. Yes, beloved, remember that all men, women, are equally damned in sin. But God desires that all men, as well as women, that we should repent and be saved, and that Christ's sacrifice was sufficient for all. Yes, all are called to repent and to believe, but not all will repent. Hallelujah. This is because God has bestowed on everyone a free will. The child of God, God is the provider of everything. that men had. When we look at the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of lights, where home is no variousness, nor shadow of turning. You see, God's love is being revealed. God's love is being revealed in what we have now, in what has been provided to man by giving him the human ability of self-determination or free will. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this position should maintain that God dealing with man are just and consistent with his holy nature. You see, God is loving, he's merciful, and he desires that salvation for all, therefore, is provided for what is necessary to be saved. Yes, yes, beloved, God is just in that those who do not believe are damned for their unbelief. Yes, people of God, God is no respect a person or partial with people. He is God all by himself. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we bring this teaching to a close, we just thank God for the word tonight, because God will not change his standard, his godly standard, for anyone. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we thank God for you. We thank God that whatever you believe in him for, that he will extend grace, mercy, and love. And in his time, when he sees fit, he would answer that prayer request that you have, that you have given. He would honor that request in your favor. But most of all, he will bring forth salvation to the people of God that is not right with him, when they have an opportunity to get right. Remember, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If you would like to write to us, you can write to us at Lisa or Dudley Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, if you would like to write to us or give us a word of encouragement or a topic that you would like us to speak on, you can contact us at Lisa or Dudley Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. God's willing, and by his grace, we'll meet again on Tuesday through the use of the internet. Pray for us, and we'll pray for you. Have a great, peaceful, awesome weekend. Remember, God loves you, and we do too. Have a good night. God bless.